Our Leviathan owner on speed dial. Mark Stevens.
New York baby. Get on, guys. It had a great win at Warrnambool first up. Troy Corson's in charge.
So what are we expecting from New York baby then?
Look, she's a really nice filly. If she handles the straight, she's going to be very hard to beat.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
It's all New York baby. New York baby, 1 at 12.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yeah, New York baby, good to us last week. 225, we took the early money there. Happy with that.
Steve-O rang me to say, can you please make sure you don't replace the promo? He wants to be on the promo for as long as possible.
Steve-O's up and about on the weekend, although his doggies had a disappointing outcome. So he's reliving the glory days through the New York baby promo.
Oh, they're going to the Coolmore, I think.
I did hear that after the race. It sounds like a pretty good result for the Punters Club at the Harp.
Yes.
To get a runner in the Coolmore. We're not at Flemington for the Coolmore today. We're at Swan Hill, where we are Monday morning specialists. So I'm looking forward to this. Let's find out what sort of track we're playing on, please, Adam.
Josh Woolhouse is the track manager at Swan Hill. Good morning, Josh.
How are you, boys?
Going well, thank you. It's going to be a beautiful day today. So I'm thinking you've got a beautiful track.
Yeah, no, we're sitting in a good four. Weather today is going to be fine with a top temp of 23 and minimal wind, which is, good.
Oh, nice. 23 is almost perfect. What about the track information and rail, penetrometer, etc.?
So power is 5.12. Rail's true apart from 1 metre out from the 16 to the 1400. Irrigation was put on 3 mil overnight, which takes us to a total of 23 for the week.
All right.
No rain.
Perfect. Thanks, Josh. That's excellent. Good luck today.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Josh Woolhouse there, track manager at Swan Hill. So a nice track, a nice surface to be racing on, as expected, in a beautiful part of the world. Henry Dwyer.
Fine. With no wind.
Henry Dwyer's got the tank top on, I reckon. He's got the cannons out. He's going to really sun himself at Swan Hill today. Henry, good morning.
G'day,
Whitey. Hey, mate. What chance of the tank top today, just by the way?
Yeah, hundreds and drifting off.
Well, maybe not a tank top, but just a couple of winners would be good. Let's start with race one, number 11, Paper Dragon, who was very good at, not too far off him at Swan Hill last time out, finished second behind Super Thief, which isn't bad over the same distance, the 9.75, but you're up against a $1.40 pop from the May Eustace camp. What's going to happen with Paper Dragon?
It makes life tough. what do they say? You never miss a race for one horse, but... anyway, his form's pretty good, so if he runs up to what he did last prep, he's probably the one to beat and probably wins. But on the 8-horse field after the scratching, she was really good last time. She got beaten by a pretty handy one, I think, and that was a big improvement on what she'd been doing. And I just think it was, she's just a hot filly. And we took her up the day before last time, and she got a chance to settle in and stuff, and... anyway, she's not a bad filly. She's a little sprinting thing, so I think she'll finish thereabouts. She'll win the first three, I would have thought.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So from one, she goes to the front and sees if she can hold the line?
Lead or box seat, something like that. She box seated last time, and the winner was just too good for her, but she was good to the line. So I think the big track at Swan Hill suits her from the chute there. Just get into a nice rhythm, and that's important for her.
Righto, it's race number one, number 11, Paper Dragon. Race two, number 9, Keiichi. Is back in action today after a first-up run at Morpheville in Adelaide. Back to Swan Hill. That sounds like it should be okay.
Yeah, you'd think so. She wasn't bad in Adelaide. I probably thought she'd go a bit better. She got beaten 4.5 lengths, but the form out of that maiden's been pretty good. She's a fast sort of mare, pretty aggressive. This is a reasonably weak race. A lot of these 4-year-old maidens are. So, she'll... Barry 10 doesn't matter from that 9.75 shoot there. You're sort of only going around a dog leg, so she'll be up on the pace, either 2 or 3 wide, something like that, and she'll be pretty hard to beat.
That's race 2, number 9, Keiichi. And then race 8, number 1, honourable mention, also was in Adelaide upon resumption. When was that? About 2.5 weeks ago. What can we do today?
He'll be a good chance. He trialled up well at St. Arnold. It might have been Ararat, actually, prior to going to Adelaide. And just sort of... His form's really good if you wipe out last prep, and he just had a couple of issues and he wasn't going any good because of them, but got a bit ambitious, sent him to Adelaide first up, and he ran well in a decent race. He sort of looked the winner at one stage, but probably just peaked on his run late. I think the 1300's ideal for him second up. Firm track today, good. He should get a nice run sort of forward to midfield. He'd be a nice each-way chance as well.
Which one's your best, Henry?
Keiichi the best, but they should all finish thereabouts.
Race 2, number 9, we'll take it. $5 early markets at tab.com.au. Appreciate your time. Don't be afraid to get the tank top out, mate.
I'll see how we go.
Good stuff. Henry Dreyer with us. 3 today at Swan Hill. Good luck if you're getting involved.